Greetings and welcome and happy Halloween, listeners and viewers, to All I Can Geek Games Cast episode 316. Stone Cold Steve Austin style! Oh! Wait, I don't know how that works. Son of a bitch! There we go.
You could have played him.
I could have. Please. I'm one of your hosts, Daredevil, joined by Michelangelo.
That's right.
Mario.
It's a me.
And Corey embracing who he is. I don't know what the hell you are.
How did you not say cowabunga, by the way? That's a flavor fail right there.
I would have if he wasn't so uncertain about who I was.
Corey, are you a taekwondo instructor again?
Sure.
Are you a hibachi chef?
That too. I also.
What do you want to be?
A karate person or
okay,
the Karate Kid.
All we cast as a hibachi chef as well sometimes because they wear that part.
Same thing.
But yeah. So, but knowing your history as a taekwondo instructor.
Well, it's hard because you can't see the entire outfit because I'm so close to the camera.
Is it a costume?
You might not even be wearing pants.
It's what Corey actually wore for many years.
I could be blind guy or something like that.
It's Corey from
Kenshi.
15 years ago.
Zatoichi? Are you Zatoichi?
There we go.
Do we have two blind people?
There we go. Everybody go blind.
I could be like Solid Snake here.
All right. Well, welcome listeners and viewers. If you're watching this, tune into YouTube because we have our costumes on if you haven't figured that out yet. We have our
costumes on YouTube.
Yes, find us. AllYouCanGeek.net. How can they?
Yeah,
what? Go to we have a channel on called All You Can Geek on YouTube. I actually link our videos right to our podcast on our website now too, so you can go right on there, either listen to them or you can watch them.
Both at once
or both. Although the audio won't really sync
see
up.
If it's, see how bad it doesn't sync up.
The intro music. I just rolled. But whatever. Gaming news, guys. Wow.
I'm sure that will be fine on your end, Jim. But we couldn't understand a word you said.
Well, everybody just broke up for me. So
yeah,
that's good.
We're all falling apart.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, we're good now. We're good. So,
don't plug anything into your computer. Mike found that out last week.
Dude, I have so much plugged into my computer. Speaking of which, the new MacBooks, by the way, got announced, and it's all adapters now. It's all adapters. Did you see that?
Yeah. I did.
It's USB-C, so I can't even take a USB camera and plug it in without getting an adapter.
You can't your iPhones that you got, or your iPhone earbuds that you got with your new iPhone 7.
You agree with me on the fact that they should put that port into the MacBooks because it kind of embraces their whole change, right? So you're agreeing with me on that? I know you're a proponent of keeping the headphone jack, but now that it's gone, do you agree with me though? Corey, you disagree?
What, put a lightning jack into the computer?
Yeah, instead of a headphone jack.
Yeah, I mean, they could have put them both in.
Why not both?
Yeah. Well, in the MacBook, you don't need as much space for, the iPhone, how it cut out the port. It needed, they said needed the space. This one, they didn't have as much courage, but they did cut out all the other USB ports and gave us all USB-Cs. The reasoning behind it is it's versatile, so you can just plug the charger into any port and it charges. But you still need to spend $19 on a USB-C to USB-A adapter so that I can plug in my normal stuff.
Right.
Or USB-C to Thunderbolt.
Right. So how would you connect your iPhone 7 to your new MacBook, theoretically?
How would I – what? This thing?
How would you connect your iPhone 7
to your new MacBook? Buy a $25 adapter.
Oh, there we go.
That's just Jim saying.
So you can't even just get – they don't even give you that cord with the newest phone. You can't get a USB.
Because not enough things have USB-C or Thunderbolt 3.
But if they wanted to be courageous, they would just give it to you.
Yeah. Courage. I don't know. But let's go to the gaming stuff here, guys. This week was the after week of the week. I guess we'll call it the week. So, unfortunately, the good news is we know Nintendo now is going to have a press conference January 12th. Okay, 12th. January 12th to announce the actual details on the Switch, the console that I shall not speak of. But you guys are welcome to. anyway, so they're going to announce more details about that rumors have been more flying this week about add-on parts, more controllers, more different adapters and stuff for it. What else has been going around for Switch this week? Anything else, Tony?
Not that I've seen, just...
Just that, what I just said.
They're not killing 3DS.
Right.
No, that's what it was.
They did the Nintendo Investor Q&A, and they just basically reaffirmed the support that Switch is not supposed to be a replacement for their 3DS, which is what they're just saying for now, just in case it does fail.
Because
they can release
DS wasn't a replacement for the Game Boy Advance.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. It's just the third pillar crap all over again. But they did reaffirm that after the unveiling of the video, a lot more third parties that weren't on their, you know, one slide have come forward showing interest. And it was actually kind of funny because just an experiment, any indie game developer that announced like a game or something in the past like week or two, I just kind of like replied and been like, Nintendo Switch question mark. It's actually funny because a lot of people, like a lot of them have like liked it or retweeted it. And I'm just like, doesn't mean anything, but you know, we'll see. I definitely expect some people to switch over, especially like the Kickstarters.
Oh, I see what you did. this is going to be for the life of the system.
For the life of the system.
We're going to be doing this so much.
Yeah, but I definitely could see things like Bloodstained or Yooka-Laylee going over to Switch instead of Wii U. Because, I mean, by the time those games come out, it's like, what's the point of releasing on a dead system, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be, you know, we'll get a definitive Final Fantasy 15. Well, at least I hope we do. And
it'll be interesting to see how easy it is to take a Wii U game to the Switch also. I mean, I don't know. We don't know how that's going to work.
Wait, say that again, Corey? You kind of cut out.
No, the interesting thing for me is the games that are on the Wii U that are going to Switch. Is it easy for them to put on them?
Right. Well, again, this is just based off of rumors, but it seems like all the games that they did show in that 3-minute trailer were enhanced editions of existing Wii U games. So Mario Kart 8.1, what else?
Well, all those enhanced games Splatoon. Are also all first-party games.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get a Mario game, we know, which is cool. I just want to know where the system actually will fall for third-party developers. Like, is it going to hold their interest enough for us to keep, you know, to have a system that's going to survive? That's really where I'm at. So, which we won't know until January 12th. Developers will know, probably, I would assume. They know. But, you know, so maybe something will leak, but until then, we get the PS4 Pro launching in like 2 weeks, guys.
Woo! You hear that excitement?
Woo! Yeah. Do you think there's a lot of hype for this? What do you guys think?
No.
I haven't heard much. Hype. I think like, people here we go. This is kind of on the fence.
The start of a new generation. Like, not a new generation, but a new revamped, I don't know, a new term, new turn in console history.
When PS4 and Xbox One came out, the marketing was ridiculous. You saw that stuff everywhere. I haven't seen anything for PS4 Pro whatsoever.
I was just in Target today, and I looked, and I didn't see a single goddamn thing about it.
There's nothing. So, like, most people that are going to be
hyped
about it...
Is it Jeff Keighley just tweeted out a picture of the box? People have them now, PS4 Pros. So they exist. It's just, we haven't seen anything. Is it because they launched? Now, I have seen a lot of VR commercials. Is it because they're doing that now? Is that what they're? Did they screw themselves over with all of this stuff?
Maybe
screw themselves over. They.
How much hardware can you advertise for the Slim, the VR, and now the Pro? I mean, that's a lot to throw at people.
I know. Maybe that's why like Nintendo didn't do anything with the Switch other than that 3-minute video. Well, I don't know. It's crazy, right?
The PS4 Pro will be out this year, so they have to put it on the TV. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but the Switch isn't going to be out this year, so why talk about it?
If we had the same campaign, which is silence, in February of next year, I'm going to be on this podcast ranting about.
We know it's not going to be that way. We know in January they're doing it. Not only are they doing the direct, they're following that up with a worldwide like preview event at major venues where people could try it out. Right. So. But you know, that does bring up a good point, and thank you for reminding me. That's what I wanted to bring up. So 4 years ago when the Wii U launched, it's crazy that it's been that long. But they talked about in hindsight how they didn't realize how much more expensive it would be to advertise during an election year, like ad space on TV, like, you know, because all the carriers can charge, you know, higher premiums because all these fucking political ads are running. So, I mean, I think that definitely played a part of it, combined with the fact that there's the PS4 Pro and the VR. I mean, like, why, you know, again, it's kind of like going back to the E3 argument. Why talk about it during a time where everybody else is trying to fight over news when they can just wait 2 months after the holiday season when people are like, okay, they just open up new stuff and it's like, oh, you know what? I want to know what the next new thing is.
Why did they just wait then? Why do they announce it now with a trailer?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And maybe part of it is just they wanted to get out the message there and, you know, kind of.
But that's reaction. That's my biggest issue with this situation. It's not. They could have waited till January. I would have been probably complaining a little bit about that we're waiting so long.
there's no way you could release a system and have no idea what it even is until two months before it comes out. That's ridiculous.
It could be like you can have a press conference. It's like having a press conference and saying in stores on Monday. Of course, that company is no longer in the hardware business. Yeah. But
it's not even in stores on Monday. It's in stores right now.
Oh, it's in stores right now. I'm sorry. I thought it was like they gave the weekend.
No, it's like. Right now.
It's like, wait a second, what? And then nobody had time to do anything.
And it's crazy to think about. Nobody knew about that. Like, today you couldn't get away with that. Somebody would definitely leak it through the hardware channel somewhere. Like, be like, guys, what the fuck is this thing? Look at this.
Look what shows up in the store today on Twitter, you know?
Exactly.
Stop employees.
Talking about the Sega Saturn, by the way, people.
Yeah. If you didn't know, if you're too young to know, it's the Sega Saturn, which was a bomb of a
system. Sega made systems? You know, there are people growing up now who never realized that, right? Like, Sega made a video game system? What?
Dude, 16-year-olds. 16-year-olds that were, like, are alive right now that were not in... There was no system. Like, the last system was 99, right, when it came out, Dreamcast?
Yeah, and that lasted until about 2001.
Yeah, 2-year cycle, before it died. So, talking about... Yeah, but I mean, like, Sega actually made systems. But, just going back to the cycles now, consoles. So the PS4 Pro's coming out to start this new...
next week?
The 10th? The 10th? Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, that week of the 10th, whatever that day is on there. I'm not sure when exactly.
That's next week, then. That's next Friday.
Yep.
It's fucking scary.
A week and a half, yeah. Nothing. Nothing for this, right? It is the 10th, right? I'm almost certain.
I don't know. Yeah, almost 11, 10, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Doctor Strange is the 4th. That's this Friday. So add 7, 11, so...
Is it the fourth? Yeah, it is fourth. Okay. So, anyways, that's coming out. What else we got in the news? Let me just see because I can't.
No, and just what I want to mention, nobody else outside of our circle right here is talking about the PS4 Pro that, like, at work or, you know, other friend groups. Nobody's talking about it.
Well, nobody knows it exists.
That's what my point was. Like, no, there's nothing about it that people would even be able to generate excitement for because you don't even know anything.
Yeah,
I think this is a big.
You're not on the PS4 Reddit, if you're not looking specifically for this news, you don't know it exists.
Yeah,
right. I haven't even heard. I mean, I'm not trying to add to the hate box because you guys know my stance on it, but nobody's even talked about like VR outside of like Jim.
Mm-hmm. No, I
want to play it.
I don't know if they have enough content for this right now. Like, that's the biggest thing for VR right now. I like it, but I want to see a full game on the VR. Like,
do you want to see?
Yeah. Eve doesn't hold my interest because it is too multiplayer for me. Like, it's just too much. Like, I want to play some single player stuff. I didn't know that. I thought they were gonna have like, because when I played the demo, you play a single player experience, and I thought, okay, that's gonna be single player. I didn't even realize it's all based multiplayer, which is fine. I played a little bit of it, but it never intrigues me as we always talk about. There's very few games that hold my interest long enough when they're just multiplayer. So I haven't really gone back to playing Eve, but there's just not enough. There's like 20 games out for this, but they're all like,
I had a big launch lineup, but
yeah. Sure. But I mean, that's the other thing that, I was going to get into here with these consoles. You got Phil Spencer talking about from Microsoft saying that, they don't think that VR is anywhere near ready to bring out to the console to the systems because they're just everything you get to play is an experience or a demo. It's not like a game. And if you think about all that's coming out for VR, which is cool, like Final Fantasy XV's got a VR experience, Tomb Raider's got a VR experience, he's like backing that up.
Right, and I agree with that.
Is Resident Evil the first game that's actually going to be full?
But is it full VR, though, even? Or is it just a VR experience?
You can play the entire game in VR, they said.
And there you go. That will be it, yeah.
I don't even like how they use the word experience, because to me that undermines what an experience is, because I would say the term is novelty. Experience, you know, is something that really sells it to me.
I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, like, I haven't thought about returning it. Okay, because it has crossed my mind a few times. I do like it. I like it. However, you're right. There's a lot of...
I'm just saying.
Can I make a point on this thing without I told you so!
I'm just looking at the camera. That's all I'm doing. Go on. I didn't interrupt you. I just looked into my camera.
I'm not going to say that it hasn't crossed my mind that maybe I should bring this back before the return policy is up. But... overall, I think I'm going to keep it because I do like the experiences I've had on it. I just, I want to get a game that I like. Batman, that Batman game now, and that's the one I hated the most. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I really liked. I got to play the heist, but again, now the heist, I got the VR world's experience, the VR world experiences, because that's what they are. I got it for $23 because I had like discounts from Best Buy and I had a free gift card and I had a whole bunch of stuff from them. So it was very easy to get that and get the VR game that I wanted to get, because you get to do that deep sea dive thing, which is great. And I want you guys to try that. It's really cool. And the heist. Now, the heist is like John Wick, Tony. But okay. Because it's not as powerful as the Vive, and I played John Wick, it's not as good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... And plus, I don't have enough space. Like... My PlayStation is tucked into the corner of my room here, so if I'm going to shoot things, it is like hitting the wall with my hand. It's happened a few times, and I'm like, gee, it hurts. It actually physically hurts, and you know, virtual reality physically hurts. I just don't have enough room for me. You don't, but it's not even like Kinect room, Corey. Like we've had the Kinect issue where you need that huge gap. It's not even that. It's just like you need just more than I have. So I have to say it's not a negative on VR. I'm not complaining about VR because they did at least really consolidate how much room you need, condense it, but it's still not enough for me. I needed more room. So now we're talking about VR like crazy, and I'm saying I haven't really gotten into what I've been up to, but I might as well say I have played the heist, like I said, and that was cool, but we played John Wick 2, and John Wick 2 was far better experience, far better. So much cooler, much more accurate with the tracking. Plus, this is only using the camera, so I don't know.
I mean, are you even going to get Resident Evil? Because, like, honestly, like, if you're not going to get Resident Evil, then why the fuck are you keeping that thing right now?
Those are not my style games, but
are you keeping the thing?
Because even doing that? Are they making it first person?
Yeah, the demo for that was pretty awesome. I played that. It was pretty awesome. I got to give that credit. I was like, that was, like, there's a sequence where... there's a ghost in the demo, and it is just like they just cover your eyes, and you're just like, Jesus fucking Christ. It's really awesome. So I don't know, I like the experience of the cinematic mode. I'm gonna give it another week. I do have another week to decide, so I'm not saying I'm not gonna return it. I do have a couple pieces of software for it already, so, but I mean, to return $400 because I spent $40, you know, not to return $400 because I already spent another $40 is not...
Not worth.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to decide this week. But Corey, did you bring yours back or did you keep it?
No, I returned that.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Come on, man. Corey didn't even keep it. Next
step up.
That's like when I didn't buy the 3DS at launch, man. Come on, that says something. That says something.
I'm also married and have a kid and another one on the way.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
Jim has a little bit more leeway.
Freedoms. So,
although that's changing.
It's fine.
I mean, Facebook's officially... Facebook's hardcore, man. That stuff's set in like stone now.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still have my own money. It's my expendable money. It's my...
Say that now.
I'm not married. Jesus.
Yeah, who would do that?
Yeah, congratulations, Mike, by the way. We forgot to do it last on the movie cast.
I was
Mike
gonna, I didn't know if you wanted to say something or not. Like, I was going to say, like, not your fiancé.
Yeah, so good tie-in, Corey. That was perfect. And I can redirect the focus from me to Mike. Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome. Again, these anything that happens on Facebook.
What have you been up to?
Mike, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah. It's all public on Facebook, right? It's public anyway, so.
Dude, I just have to give you a little shit about that. I hate when people announce, like, the way I find out is through Facebook. I hate that, man.
It's not his job. I mean, really.
I know. I'm just saying.
It depends on, like, who it is, though. Like, if it's your brother, yeah. I don't want to know on Facebook if it's my brother telling, like, he's getting married. I found that on Facebook. But, I mean, if any one of you guys,
it's
not that big of a deal.
I got a picture message from you, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah, so that's how we do guys. Something.
I mean, I don't remember.
It's like,
not from you, from Corey. From Corey, I got a picture message. From you, I found out from Matt, my brother.
Matt found out from Facebook.
Yeah, so we weren't important on Mike's circle.
It was like family.
I know. I'm not complaining.
I mean, you tell the people, like, family-wise, in my opinion, if family's, like, you got to tell them, but then anybody else, it's fair game.
It's not that, dude, it's great news anyways. Matt was like, well, you found out on Facebook. I'm like, so what? It's a text message or Facebook. Who gives a shit
the
difference?
That's the world we live in today, people.
Yeah. Like, so.
I don't know.
Get with the times, guys.
Yeah.
So. It's not like we talk at Slack chat, like, 20 hours out of the 24 a day.
I don't anymore. I'm off of Slack now. You guys are talking about things I have no interest in, like, 99% of the time.
Wow.
I'm on snooze 90% of the time.
Now, wait a minute, though. You can leave, like, just, unjoin the other channels and stay in general chat, because we talk about stuff that's relevant to you in that one.
Sometimes.
Just leave the other channels.
Sometimes, yeah.
So.
You could always bring up a conversation, too.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Talk.
What? What did you just say?
He said talk.
Okay.
Talk. What did you think? Right. Anyway, let's not say that. If it was bad, I don't want you repeating it. All right, Pokemon Sun and Moon, the highest Pokemon pre-ordered games in history for Nintendo.
Yep.
Pokemon, that Pokemon Go effect?
That Pokemon Go effect.
No, which I'm never
near the end of now.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Dead. The game is dead, but it's done its job.
I don't think the game is dead. I mean, it's definitely not as popular. It's definitely downward trend.
Yeah, list. 43 in the 43. That's where it's ranked.
What did you say?
Jesus Christ. It's 43 in the iTunes store. I can't believe my network is such garbage and I need to I'm overhauling probably this week because I'm just getting sick of this shit. So, but I think I had this conversation months ago that I was doing this again.
Yeah, probably.
It's rough.
I mean, it's number 3 on the top grossing charts, though, in the U.S. It's still pretty big, dude.
It's 43 on the downloads. Top free
okay.
game.
Do you think it's more important that it's 43 on the top download list or number 3 on the top grossing charts right now?
I mean...
What do you think investors care about more, Jim?
You've already got the people downloading stuff. You know, it's not like you don't see Clash of Clans on the top download list all the time. Like,
oh yeah, I know.
And that's,
but that's how I was. I checked on it before this because I knew Tony was going to bring it up because it is a Pokemon Go effect without a doubt. The Sun and Moon, I believe. So we'll see what translates into sales, pre-orders, but you know, let's see.
I think
Shadow of the Tomb Raider
free demo. I was just going to say that the free demo for Pokemon helped a lot too. They said that it's the most downloaded Nintendo demo of all time too, which I think is over 3.5 million, which is kind of crazy for a demo.
It's all circle jerking itself around.
I'm sorry. I can't take the blindness anymore. I got to go full pirate here. So <All
right.
laughs> I can't. It's like bothering my eyes, and now I'm just going to be a pirate. So pirate-er. All right. So. Yeah, I don't know. What were you guys saying? I'm sorry, I was taking my mask off.
We're waiting for
you. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it's all right. Pokemon.
All right. Shadow of the Tomb Raider leaked footage. Well, not leaked footage. Leaked screenshot for Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which is supposed to be third. It's the working title for the third Tomb Raider game. Already being worked on. They saw it on a plane.
All right.
Yep. So, and this is the news, because
I like that game.
It's been leaked.
Yeah, you're
like the third. Yeah, a screenshot. I know what's wrong.
Well, no, via somebody on a plane watching somebody else's laptop screen, and it's a presentation or, you know, kind of thing. Because those people don't give a shit. They're just like business numbers, you know, math kind of thing. But they don't realize that probably the person behind them knows a Tomb Raider or Assassin's Creed or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I know. It's just... It's funny that it's leaking that way, but I'm psyched for this because I like the series, the new rebooted series. I told Mikey, and
you were trying to sell me on it last week.
Not sell you. You should get it. It's just that's it.
You should. Dude,
I think Dishonored 2 is probably higher on my priority list.
I know you're going to get Dishonored 2, but.
That was a cool trailer, by the way.
Speaking of which, yeah, I was about to say, that was a cool trailer. Like, I didn't even know what it was.
Two trailers,
was like,
actually.
One for her, the live one for action. Him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Live action trailer. Yeah, that was really cool. I like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was cool. What else we got? 999! Save the best for last, right? Well, not even the best for last, because there's more news after this. But 999, which Tony and I have talked about. Corey has never played it, because he skipped things.
No, he tried it.
Yeah. anyways, getting a remake. So that and Virtue's Last Reward is going to be on PS4 and Vita as a remade, like cleaned up. They didn't say they're going to clean up Virtues, but they did say 999 is going to get a complete overhaul. So I'm guessing it's going to go away from the artwork one to the 3D animated.
Yeah, they were kind of vague about it. So it's definitely going to be HD. I don't know if that just means higher resolution or they're going to. I hope they don't move away from the sprite work, like the and go to full 3D.
Like I said over and over again, I liked the sprites in the first game better than
I like the sprites the best. But they're also doing American and Japanese voiceovers, probably to match, you know, the later games. That I don't know how I feel about because. I thought the voice acting was kind of one of the weaker aspects of the series for some of the characters.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it's a net positive. I mean, I want more people to play this game, at least 999. I don't know about the other two.
Virtues was fine. It was okay. 999 is the strongest, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would go as far as to say that Zero Time Dilemma made Virtue Last Reward worse for me. It's like the Spider-Man 3 effect where it makes the Virtues a little worse.
Yeah, I really can't argue that because you're completely right. I can't even argue that. And I'm not trying to it's absolutely
No.
1 and 2, if you never played 3, okay, here's how it works. If you're gonna play 999, choose. Either play Virtue's Last Reward or play Zero Time Dilemma. Zero Escape Time Dilemma.
Actually, I would like to see somebody play 999 and then Zero Time Dilemma and then Virtue's Last Reward.
That'd be cool.
I like to hear that.
Maybe like a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Bethesda's the newest topic in this week, though. They have decided to not send out pre-review copies to anybody anymore for their games until 24 hours release. So Fallout 4 or Fallout 5, the new Elder Scrolls, anything that's coming out from them in the future here, all of like these, not us, because we don't get review copies anyway, but like IGN, all of them are going to have to get these games 24 hours before they launch. So you will not have a review hosted before you buy the game. It's a big thing? Big deal?
I think that...
It's a big deal.
The game is so large and there's so much going on that it's unfortunate, but at the same time, they want to have...
There's no way they could do it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like they want to give themselves as much time to get the game ready for people that are actually going to play it and not worry about giving reviewer copies out that are not the product people will play.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, there are advantages and disadvantages. My personal opinion, I think, is that it's good for somebody to try it. Because, I don't know, I definitely feel like this, ever since we got into like the 360 generation, I'm just saying that because that was the first of the HD systems and Wii to come out. I definitely think the pre-order hype is way too high where it's like, you know, they show you a concept video and then people get hyped about it, pre-order the shit out of it. Media, you know, fucking sucks its dick. And then the game comes out and you're just like, I mean, we kind of got what we wanted or what was sold, but did we really? Like, I mean, yeah. Examples of games like that are there. Watch Dogs. I mean, do you guys remember the original trailer for Watch Dogs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, that looked really good.
Yeah, over-promise, under-delivered.
Yep, so, I don't know. I'd really actually like to see if this has a, you know, what kind of effect it does. Because, honestly, I just hate the pre-order hype. Like, I don't pre-order games.
There's anymore. A lot of people against pre-order.
Unless it's collector edition.
That's but, like, it. Let's take... Now, there's no harm in doing it. You don't have to buy the game. You don't have to buy the game. Like, if you pick it up, you don't even have to open it. You can return it if you don't open it. So if you wait for the review and just have it, there's really no negative effect of pre-ordering.
The only thing it does is make it harder to, you know, buy used. That's it.
Here's what I like about pre-ordering a game. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I pre-ordered Final Fantasy XV. On the podcast, I'm sorry, earlier today. Because they gave me $10 for pre-ordering. Why would I not do this?
Sure, if you're going to do it for a personal net game, that's fine. I'm saying that's fine. But, I mean, that list is very narrow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only at Best Buy. It's only that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, when you pre-order a game, that's like essentially you're almost promising, you know, the developer a sale, or publisher rather, a sale of the game. Which, yeah, you could always cancel. But the thing is, like, when Best Buy or Walmart or Target or whatever goes, hey, we have, you know, X thousand many of pre-orders, so we need that at least that many plus more for walk-ins and stuff like that. I mean, it's almost – that's why we see all these sales figures where it's always numbers that are shipped, not sold. Yeah. Because to them, it doesn't matter if the store sells it. They sold that copy to the store unless there's special exceptions, you know, for the really big bomb games, which, you know, few and far between. I don't know. I think for the most part, like, there's no fucking need for you to pre-order Madden. There's no fucking reason for you to pre-order Call of Duty.
But
like,
they usually give
always
you something. They usually
I know. It's pre-order incentivization, but I don't think it's a good thing. I don't.
Again, unless you really are all about buying used for $5 cheaper, like, I don't really see what it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could just wait for the game to come out and buy it if you hear it's good.
You were saying though, Tony. Also,
Can't now because the reviews are too late.
The only like my I see is like exclusive stuff or collector's editions that could possibly sell out. Like if they only have a limited run of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But other than that, there really is no reason to, especially if you go digital. You know.
Yeah.
It's, but yeah, I mean, unless you want that, you know, $10 or exclusive skin they're going to give you, and that's a big incentive for a lot of people. They want that. They want to show off that they've.
Not just that, but most of it is stuff you pay like $5 for if you don't pre-order it.
It is
DLC.
I mean, that's fine, but I think you just.
But like,
you think you're getting something, but I think you're also like doing yourself a disservice.
It depends on the games. You know, like if it's a new IP or if it's a game that's not been proven in any way, shape, or form, then yeah, don't pre-order it. But if you know you're gonna get it, and you know you're if you know that you want to have it from day one, go ahead, pre-order.
Well, like pre-ordering the game also. Now, pre-ordering and picking up in the store kind of negates the purpose. But like, let's say like Best Buy, for instance, I pre-ordered Final Fantasy XV. It's getting shipped to my house, so on Tuesday I don't have to go to the store and pick it up. It's waiting for me when I get home. So that's another positive to pre-ordering a game. Because if I did it online that day, I wouldn't have it that day. I'd have to go to the store
like
and buy
a day or two. Like, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, is that really that big of a deal?
Yeah, you want to play it day one, don't you? That's the point of getting these games. I thought that was the point of getting. That's the point of spending full price.
You don't want to buy stuff game one. You might as well wait a year and buy everything half price.
Right, which is what I think most people are doing. That's why we see price drop so fast. I mean, we're already hearing reports that Titanfall 2 is selling like shit. It's not, I expect that to be $30 or less on Black Friday, which at that point I might pick up.
I might pick it up for $30, by the way. I will
pick
it up
for $30. Reviews, they're actually pretty good for that, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Well, not surprising.
A lot of people are happy about
that. Yeah, we were actually talking about that in Slack chat about how the Titanfall 2 single player was getting really awesome praise online. But I don't know. I just think unless you're doing a small time like indie or, you know, medium like pre-ordering, just there's no point. There's really no point.
How do we get to this from the reviews though?
Because it's tied in.
Yeah, it's tied into it. This is like the whole idea behind it.
Why?
It's by they feel like these like publishers are feeling that these reviews are costing them sales. So by holding off on sending the games,
really the reason that they're not giving out review copies 24 hours beforehand is that
it's
really
not
the
be
reason?
No, they're going to give some PR bullshit spin, but we all know what it's for, though.
No, I think we in part.
Do? I disagree
with that. I don't think so, because Tony's point is that the reviews are part of the hype. I think.
Absolutely.
So then why would they be afraid, especially someone like Bethesda, who because all of their games are automatically reviewed well because they have a reputation.
Right. Right, which could be a sign, but I mean, like, you know, we're going to get into this fucking rabbit hole again, but like, I mean, years ago, and this is the last time, this is when I've learned my lesson, was when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out on Xbox 360, it got 10, you know, PlayStation 3, it got 10s across the board. They're like, this is the greatest game since, you know, Ocarina of Time or whatever bullshit. I was like, oh, wait, like, okay, I watched them as I'm carrying, yeah, I'll go buy this game. And yeah, don't get me wrong, like, the first, like, 3 or 4 hours were pretty awesome, and then it fucking fell off like a cliff, just went. And because these people, they didn't review it properly. They probably reviewed it on the first 3 hours, you know? So it's like, all right, well, you guys didn't do me a real good service by fucking telling me you only played
three. And then,
again, it's, you guys are, I think, in the minority, as numbers say, that people who don't like those games.
Most people don't like those games. A better example of this, and this doesn't include three of the four podcasters here, but they would have not sold as many Mass Effect 3s. If they had given a real review of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. A
real review of the game.
I think their reviews were pretty
everybody
close
everybody
spread
across the endings. Like, it was like perfect. The game was perfect. That game was not perfection.
They probably didn't get to the ending, which is true.
Which is what I'm saying.
But, you know.
So, what is your point then, Jim? I don't know what your
point
is. You're kind of reinforcing.
I'm kind of agreeing what you're saying with this right now. Like, I feel that, I don't know, at first, what I was feeling the idea behind this was not to let any bad press come out, and that's got to be some of the reason why.
I suppose they don't want to get to be, but again, like a big company like them, but then I don't know if that's really a risk for them.
But there's a headache either way, is what we're saying here.
Yeah, that's more what Corey's point is, that they just don't want to be bothered with a released copy.
And I mean, they would rather take away that kind of power from these, in my opinion, outdated entities, because, you know, like, they know what they, like, do you really honestly think that Rockstar needs any press for fucking Red Dead Redemption 2?
Probably.
Like, at all?
No.
Really?
People need to know when it's coming out.
Nah. All they need is
they make a video, and they know it's coming out, dude.
Yeah, in a year, people forget by then.
Yeah.
They'll release another video then, dude, man. Like, are you serious?
Where are these videos going to be shown?
Twitter? YouTube? Facebook? Instagram?
Not Vine? No, not Vine. That's dead.
Yeah, it's dead.
They're going to make their own.
They'll spread on Periscope. No, I think that, like we were talking about this before, but personalities, people trust a lot more now, per se, than a specific game, like, journalist.
The same people, though.
Well, sometimes, but
not always.
But like
most of the time,
you trust your friend about a game more than you trust like nameless reviewer number 5.
I don't.
I'm just saying you're a minority there, Mike. Like most people, they know their friends like a game. Like, oh yeah, like let's gotta check this out. They're gonna check it out. If some nameless reviewer says something, they're not usually it doesn't mean as much. When you watch a certain, you know, personality or you trust somebody who's talking about it, you're going to check that out more so than, like I say, nameless reviewer. I think I don't know. To me, that this is not so much about the reviews for Bethesda. It's more about just making sure they make a good game and get it in people's hands. And
right. I mean, you just have to look at, like, all the reports that used to come out and how, like, they used to fucking wine and dine these goddamn entitled-ass journalists, fly them out to these fucking sick-ass parties, buy them fucking prostitutes, buy them drugs, buy them alcohol.
There's some journalists out there that specifically say, like, we don't take any bribes or any blah, blah, like, shit because we want to make sure this is as legit as possible. They actually have disclaimers in there.
Yeah.
They have to show that because, you know,
right, so I just see it as a net positive.
Yep.
That was an interesting conversation.
I mean, we'll see how it turns out for him. I'm glad somebody's trying it, though. I mean, the fucking system is broken, even if people don't realize it just yet, but...
Yep. We'll see how it works. And like I said, I guess there is more positives than I thought originally, because I saw it as a negative, but so there could be some positives with this, and...
I think it's kind of negative. I don't see anything good coming from it, really.
What? Like, when was the last time a reviewer actually told you the truth about a game?
most of the time.
Wait a minute, Mike.
You are Mr. Conspiracy on all.
No, movies are worse because movies are completely subjective.
Movies are completely subjective.
I talked about this already with you guys. Movies are completely subjective. You just watch them. Games have actual mechanics and stuff that
they are more different, but they're more subjective.
We have legitimately had a conversation where the reviewers were paid to do their reviews on Marvel to make them better or to slam the DC movies by Marvel.
Say they were paid. I said they're probably owned by people who own them.
And so you're saying this doesn't happen. And you're saying this doesn't happen in gaming world.
No, unless it's like Nintendo Power. Yeah, maybe.
But how do you know that nobody owns IGN's news anchor or something like that? How do you know that
Joystick existed? They specifically said we don't go out to reviewing events because we do not want to be influenced by the people out there. Like there are, they have events for reviewers where they fly them out. The companies pay the reviewers to come out. And they wine and dine.
This happens with movies too.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
And TV shows and everything.
That's what we're just saying.
I'm just saying you need to be consistent, Mike. I can say whatever the fuck.
I'm not saying that they're any more, but they're not any worse. I don't think they're any worse than.
We just listed specific examples where, like, reviewers as a whole, like the print press.
According to your opinion, but according to most people, they would think that Grand Theft Auto 4 is a 10. Just look at the sales.
Sales isn't the same thing as quality. But what about Mass Effect 3? One reviewer made a big stink about the review.
8.5 was my review.
I'm not talking about the fact that nobody brought it up. Like, yeah, people might be upset about this ending.
Yeah, they say that. And
they say there's not as much, but
if you read the reviews all the way through, you ignore the fact that they still gave it a 10. You read it, and like, yeah, they're like, oh, you might, the ending leaves a little to be desired or some shit like that.
Little. I feel like they took all of our drama, our, like, saga and funneled it too much.
Oh, no, it was awful. But, it was an awful ending. Yeah. But it's still just a small portion of the game.
But it's the ending.
Well, now we have a new
match. Now we're going back to the other conversation that we were in years ago now.
I think they're still a good tool to see. Especially when you, if you either know the reviewers and you know how they review, you know their biases. And
how many reviewers can you name right now?
I just go to a few different sites.
Off the top of your head, can you name any?
The reviewers?
Yeah, these people that you trust.
There's a couple people I trust when I watch.
A few, actually, but I'm not going to name drop them. I just know that I look at IGN, I look at Game
Informer. I'm not talking about entities. I'm talking about individual people.
Who cares? They answer
the same. You're telling me to care, so I'm asking you a legitimate question.
No, I don't know anyone off the top of my head. I know that the editor-in-chief, I don't remember if he reviews anything. But that's not the idea is you know how a certain entity reviews things. It's the same thing. More or less. They have the same standards.
No way.
Usually, yeah.
No way. Now.
Within their own entity, yes. They're not going to just, like, never mind, whatever.
We do have an editor in chief that reviews everything before it goes out. So.
And you know, like I said, like, you know that Naughty Dog games will get, like, a point more than they deserve all the time, like I said earlier. And you know that, like, you know, certain publications hate Sonic more than others, so they'll get them lower. So, yeah, I mean, obviously there's biases, but, you know, it's no different than anything else, and the reviews are still a useful tool.
So, can we interrupt this real quick to mention the fact that the Silent Hill alarm is going on outside my window right now, and it's Halloween. Dude, should I be really nervous right about now?
It's a good thing you're Daredevil, dude. You might need those the skills.
Gloves going on. Oh, shit.
I can hear that a little, yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's freaky because you know it coincides with Silent Hill in my head, and it's going off on.
I have a question for you, Tony. What do you call yesterday, like last night? What do you call that? Because we record. This is Halloween right now. What is last night?
Halloween Eve.
No, it's Mischief Night.
It's Mischief.
Oh, Mischief Night.
Well, no,
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, there was a thing on the news today where New Jersey is the only state that calls it Mischief Night.
Oh, I mean, I've heard of it before, but I've never personally used that.
That's why I was asking Tony, because he's not from New Jersey. I was like,
Tony, you always say Halloween Eve?
Hallow's Eve.
Hallow's Eve. Yeah, I've heard the term Mischief Knight.
But I don't think it was ever really friends.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Wow.
I don't
think it was ever...
Apparently, there's somewhere in Michigan too that does it, but that's it.
I just know of it. Are you serious? This is like mind blowing right now.
Yeah,
like,
there's some mystery. Really? Yeah.
Found this out on the internet a few years.
Out of all the things we talked about today, that's the mind blowing thing.
Yeah, this is the one that's really like, I just realized my entire life is like, why?
You live in a bubble.
The rest of the world only. I live in a bubble. It is like Walking Dead, where they realize they were like the fish in the pond, or in the lake, or in the river. Wow! Like really? Mischief that I thought was universal.
No.
Hmm.
Huh. Anyways, let's get into what we've been up to. Tony, what have you been playing?
Again, just League of Legends. Over the weekend, actually, I didn't do a single thing for Halloween, just, even though it's my favorite holiday. I was like ready to go out with my brother and stuff like that, and just kind of like do par hopping and stuff. And I was like, "Oh crap! Tonight's the League of Legends World Championship Series." And I was like, "I gotta see, because the defending champions, SK Telecom One, which I think stands for South Korea Telecom One, they're defending their belt for 2 years in a row. So this is the third year, and the first two games were just the first game was like a good long game, but the second game was just a total stomp, and because it's the best out of five." Mm-hmm. And the third game, it looked like they were like just ready to stomp. I was like, all right, well, this is just a clean sweep here. But the opposing team, Samsung Galaxy, they blew up kind of like the Note 7 and just kind of came back for a while. Actually took it all the way to game five of the series, which was incredible because, again, like the gaming community as a whole, like Major League Game, just like they consider this team the best. It was just interesting to see them kind of like the chink in the armor.
They were the Golden State Warriors of the regular season.
Yeah, exactly. But it was nice to see that, you know, maybe they're not so unbeatable. They wound up losing anyway, and they won three, you know, SKT won 3 years in a row, which has never happened before, which is exciting, but totally killed my Saturday night because it lasted like over 5 hours because each game was like an hour long each. I was like, ugh, like. I'm happy, but at the same time, like, this is my Saturday night. Oh, well. Like, okay, here we go. But
it's weird being on Xbox and seeing you on League of Legends in the friends list on Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, cool. What?
Yeah, yeah, you can see your status now. It's all Xbox Live.
I see you online playing League of Legends on my Xbox One.
Wait, how do you see that?
Because you're on Windows 10, right?
Oh, I didn't know that does it in the background.
It's all in one.
Oh, sorry, guys. I hit the mic.
It's all right. One of us.
Wait, can I turn that off? That's kind of weird. I don't know if I like
it. Hey, no, you can't. It's like Friend Finder on this thing. You can just, it happens.
What? That's bullshit.
You realize now, PC player, you're playing on an Xbox.
What? No, we're playing on a PC.
Yeah, but you see it on Xbox, so.
Phil Spencer actually came out and said that. He's like, I don't know what we're planning on doing the next piece of hardware after this, because he's like, our job is not to sell
this being Scorpio or Xbox One.
This being Scorpio, because he's like, listen, I want you to buy the original Xbox. He's like, if I'm the guy if I'm talking to be honest with you, I want you to buy the original one, because that's not how we make our money, like hardware wise. We make our money with you buying all these games and software. Mm. And he's like, so by buying the original Xbox, that's what I want you to do. So he was talking about that. He's like, or if I cared about what hardware you buy, I wouldn't be allowing you to play all your Xbox games on PC now. You know, he's even on this whole thing about it. It was pretty like impressive rant about them revamping their hardwares.
So here we go again. I'm just saying, I think I kind of said something like that like a year or two ago.
You're breaking up.
No, bullshit. I know I'm not breaking up because nobody's being robot-y now. But I'm just saying I did say something like this, did I not?
Right? Yes. Yes.
He's
not saying they're going to get out of hardware. He just says that he's not sure about the next version of the Xbox.
No, I agree.
Out of the hardware industry. Right. I said that too, and you're like, no. But I said that with the Scorpio.
Right. That's I said that at the beginning of this generation, that the differences between a console and a PC are narrowing, like a lot. So.
Right. Well, the thing was, the consoles were always ahead, and then when they released these, they were not ahead. They were on par or worse.
They were close like a generation or two ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're just not close.
Right. The PC's that's always said, catching up, but now the PC's just way beyond it. So that's the biggest problem.
Anyways, Mike, what have you been playing?
I've been plummeting in Overwatch.
What?
Oh no!
After doing well, I
like downward trending again.
Yeah, I'm at like 23 something now.
Ooh,
maybe 24, close to 24, but yeah,
no I don't even remember what my rank was.
Wait, the season ends soon, right? Like in a week or two.
I don't know.
It ends at like November 24.
Yeah, we got a while yet.
It's like 3 weeks. We'll be all right. 3 weeks. The Halloween event ends right now.
Yeah, I got the stuff. I pretty much all the stuff I wanted.
Never even logged on. Maybe I should do that before
just
the end.
Just log on once so you get your free loot box, man. You get one free loot box.
Yeah.
This stuff's not coming back.
Can you buy the other stuff like after the event ends or not?
No, you can't buy anything after.
Maybe I'll. Yeah.
You gotta be able to what you want.
When does it end? Whose time?
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock a.m. Eastern?
Okay.
Whatever California time is.
I really want to buy that Witch Mercy skin.
I did it.
Because it's
I
my
did.
Favorite. But
I didn't get it. Mercy. So, like, last night, I was like, I'm not going to get enough time to get another loot box. I'm buying it. So, I bought it. Because I got the other one. I got the pumpkin. I got the Reaper.
Yeah.
I got the Junkenstein and the Roadhog. I got those two. So, those were the ones. And I got a couple other ones, like Hanzo and, what's her face? Pharah.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened aside from people leaving, which happened like 3 times. But
I'm bad turn on that too. Also, I'm down to 21 something.
Ooh.
I like to thank Mike for giving us the downward trending term. We're embracing this for what it is. Yeah, we're just embracing this.
It's not like our hashtag. It's all connected.
Yeah, it's our hashtag. Yes, downward trending is us.
That's it. I've just played some NBA. That's about it.
All right. Corey.
Well, I mean, Gears of War 4.
Gears of War 4, yep.
So, how are you guys liking that?
It's really good.
It took, like, a couple of sequences in the beginning for me to get the feel of it back.
It takes a while.
And there's even, like, this weird aiming drift that's occurring.
We found that, like, you have to turn that shit down. Like, you have a setting.
It has like an aim drift as you're shooting. It just kind of starts to wander.
It's aim acceleration. So like as soon as you start moving, it goes like this, and then the acceleration hits, and you're like boom. I'm like, wait, I'm trying to get to the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
So it was weird. I basically had to turn that off because I was all over the place.
Yeah, I think I'm down from a 12 to a 4 on that setting.
Yeah.
But you know, once you got past that part, then there's the 60 frames adjustment, which, believe it or not, there is sort of. Thank God I was going from Overwatch, so it's not too bad for me. But
console, it's 30 frames in campaign.
Oh, is it 30?
That's
okay, good.
Why you're having a problem.
So then I just suck.
Well, no, I mean because you went.
Oh no, that's
60 frames.
I'm having a problem because I'm going from Overwatch to this. Yeah. So aiming wise, you know, but the game itself is I'm loving getting back into this universe. Like it's just like for me. It takes off even like on chapter 2 there with Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So
I think that this game really demonstrates the summer blockbuster of video games and what they can be, just like these events. The pipes that happened with that solar storm or whatever that was that one time, that was amazing. So,
yeah,
like there's a lot of really cool sequences that happen that don't really like they feel kind of like big event pieces in a blockbuster movie, but they don't feel out of place either. So it's been a lot of fun, and
like it reminded me
to get back.
It reminded me of the cinematic level of Uncharted. You know, mm-hmm. I mean that's giving it good praise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it had that grand like that huge experience feel like you get with Uncharted, which giving that to Gears, which I've always liked Gears, but I think they've done a very good job in this making it have that. That grandness, you know what I mean? That this time around. Mm-hmm. So
the sequences a little bit too. Like it's definitely a Gears game. You know, there's a whole bunch of cover spots, so there's a battle coming. But there was a motorcycle sequence.
When the autosave kicks on, you're like, oh, here we go. So they need to hide that autosave gear. They really do, because it tells you immediately, well, here comes the shooting sequence. So but yeah, the game's a lot of fun. What's that?
It's part of the charm.
Part of the charm.
It's like that noise.
I haven't tried horde mode
when you finish that part.
Did you try the controversial horde mode yet?
No, I haven't done any horde. I did like the PvP stuff because that is 60 frames. Competitive multiplayer 60 frames, but horde and campaign are 30 frames. But
so you're jumping backwards then. That's got to be tough.
I don't notice it too much. I'm playing Destiny and stuff, so that's 30 frames. So it's not a big deal for me, but. I do love
so
Gears.
Many shooters.
Yeah.
You're going three shooters at once, Corey. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's doing it. I'm falling behind on Destiny, but...
Well, at least one's a third person.
Yeah.
Third person cover shooter.
Did you guys try the Horde mode yet in Gears?
No. That's what we were talking about. We haven't tried
it. Why is this controversial now?
There's a lot of microtransactions.
It's pay to win.
It's a pay to win.
That's fine.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't really play it without paying. Like, you don't get the same experience that other people get.
The biggest problem is the... Because you have to earn your credits or whatever to buy these packs, but like it's matchmaking is fine, but nobody stays, and this is just me watching videos and stuff. Nobody stays up until level like 50 or whatever, because it takes forever to get there, and nobody really wants to spend that whole time doing it because the payout at the end is not that, like, it's not worth it. People just kind of.
I just heard there's items that are only in like loot crates that you buy with money. Like the items won't be in like the free loot crates or whatever.
No, all the loot crates are possible to buy with credits. Maybe that's changed since you've read on it, but they are all available like to buy that way. I can tell there are like starter packs and things like to get you started that you can pay. I don't think you can get credits for, but
yeah.
That's
really disappointing.
Yeah, it's been very. It's highly complained about, and it's.
You just don't make enough money doing it.
Like, it's stupid. Yeah, it seems pretty bad from what I'm reading, and I'm praising the game single player wise, but you know, you got to slam it where it's due, and this from what I'm reading here, this is that's terrible. Like,
yeah.
And unfortunately, it sounds like that's the model we're moving into. You know, like Blizzard's got it right, where you can at least earn those loot boxes properly. Like, you got to really balance that level better. You really got to fine tune it. Because there's going to be not only that, but
Overwatch is all cosmetic. There's no game.
Well, that's the other thing. But in this side of things, like, you have to look at it this way. This is your first attempt at this game for somebody not
the Coalition
Gearbox. Yeah, it's the Coalition.
Gearbox. Not Gearbox. Gears of War was by Epic.
Epic. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
This is your first game not from Epic. So. You got to look at the fact that everybody's going to be scrutinizing this game for like the smallest stuff. And then you do this. I mean, this is like, come on.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, like, didn't they do some kind of similar bullshit with Forza?
But they're not, we're not scrutinizing
every
in the studio.
Every game's done, like Forza's doing sure. now and Halo like, did it.
This is like the first, I mean, you're everybody's psyched to get this game to see what's going to happen now that Epic's not doing this game. And they give us. That's what I'm saying. So
but
it's going
it
to be more under a microscope.
I mean, that's just Horde, though, because everything else is true Gears and straight-up Gears and feels Gears-y. Yeah, the Horde mode is unfortunate, and they need to adjust it somehow, make it worth staying in the matchmaking there. But I don't know. It's for me, I'm not terribly disappointed in it just because I haven't done it. It's not that big
of a deal. We'll be moving into it once we finish the single player, but... which we'll get to some more of that this week, but yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, although with World Series going on, we'll see if it ends tomorrow. Yes, we're playing Wednesday night.
Cubs are not winning. It's not happening.
But if it goes to Game 7, we gotta watch Game 7. So
yeah, you gotta. I mean, guess, but so, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we'll play it anyways tomorrow. We'll see. If that game is like 6-0 in the first, second, third, fourth, whatever, we can hop on and play some Gears. So play it by ear. Anything else, Corey? You want to talk about?
No, like I said, it's been Destiny, Gears, and Overwatch. Oh, did you guys see that Borderlands was free on Xbox?
For the weekend.
Yeah. Did you guys get it at all?
No, I thought it was only playable for the weekend.
Oh, was it just free for the weekend? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I saw. But
I thought it was, because I guess it was, I saw something that was free. So I was like, let me see if there's anybody on it. And I popped in for a little while, because I had it on
Facebook. Of course. Of course, yeah, I do. I understand. Yeah.
All right, so I think that's going to wrap up episode 316. Thank you, listeners and viewers. If you have any questions or comments about what we just talked about or what we're talking about in the future, write us. podcast@allyoucangeek.net. Follow us on Twitter @allyoucangeek. We have a YouTube channel now, so if you're not watching this, we have our costumes on. You can see us in our costumes for Halloween. So go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. We have a YouTube channel, allyoucangeek.net. And we have a website, which I do post those videos to as well. AllYouCanGeek.net is the website, obviously. Corey posts the audio version. I have the video version of this game's cast. So tune in there if you're not doing that already.
And stay tuned for next week. We'll have BlizzCon news. So it should be exciting. Diablo 4, Hearthstone.
I win a bet next week.
Wait, what bet?
Diablo 4 gets announced. So
hopefully some new Overwatch characters and maps. Yep. That's what I'm most looking forward to myself. I can kind of see them not even doing Sombra, just like another two new different non-Sombra characters. I can see them doing it at this point. I believe that 100%.
It would be awesome. So, all right, that'll be next week. Thanks for listening and viewing. Ciao.